Hazmat. Guys, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
Very, very well. Appreciate you guys joining us. And let's dive right in. This weekend, June 22nd through the 24th, Thursday through Saturday, the Columbia Station Homecoming Festival. It starts on Thursday with a parade and an opening ceremony. What can you tell us about day one on Thursday?
Day one, the big thing is the parade, something we take a lot of pride in. We've been doing it for a long time. A lot of the local folks bring their cars and animals, and been doing it for about 68 years, so it's kind of special. We closed down Route 82, and we let them have the road for about a half an hour, 40 minutes.
Very fun stuff. Sounds like a blast. I mean, that first day, too, is always kind of special because it kicks things off, really kind of gets everybody in the mood, and day one really kind of sets the tone for the entire weekend.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great – hopefully the weather looks like it's going to be improving for us. We've got a lot of really cool stuff planned for this weekend.
Well, let's take it one day forward now and take a look at what's going on Friday. I was reading up on it earlier. You guys have Tricky Dick and the Cover-Ups as well as a cruise-in. We'll begin with the cruise-in. What is the cruise-in?
The cruise-in will be for classic cars, motorcycles, trucks. We're going to have it at the Baptist Church right between the fire department and the Baptist Church. It'll be priority parking for your classic car. Come on out. Check out all the food vendors. Some great entertainment with Tricky Dick and the Cover-Ups. It's going to be a good time. There's a lot of beautiful cars out in the Lorain County area, and we hope to get quite a few of them for folks to come out and take a look at.
Again, we're talking with Nikki Puckett and Joe Desmond for the Columbia Station Homecoming Festival. It takes place this Thursday through Saturday. For those of us who have never seen Tricky Dick and the Cover-Ups, what kinds of music do they play?
So they play a little bit of everything. They do anything back from the 70s all the way up to today, and they do their own versions of some of the songs where they change them up. They're a really neat and up-and-coming band. They've played down at Progressive Field before Indians games, and they play up in Put-in Bay all the time. They're awesome to hear.
And with the whole cruise-in deal, this is specifically motorcycles, cars, and trucks, right? And these are mostly classic vehicles, or is it just a little bit of everything?
It's a little bit of everything. It's open to anybody that has a nice classic car or a tuner or, you know, something like that, or they have a beautiful bike they want to come and showcase a little bit. And like I said, they get the priority parking for the live entertainment Friday night. And, you know, it's just something for the spectators to take a look at some cars as well as get some good food and all the vendors that we're going to have there. Plus, there's rides for the kids.
Very nice. Very cool stuff. I mean, that's a lot going on a Friday. The cruising sounds cool because you really kind of get a chance to take everything in. You get to enjoy the food vendors there with the trucks in the area. You get a chance to take a look at all the classic vehicles and listen to some great music. There's no better way to spend a Friday. That sounds pretty cool.
Oh, no doubt. Like I said, the weather looks like it's going to be beautiful for it, so we're definitely looking forward to it.
Well, and then the final day, Saturday, you guys have labeled as Kids Day. What kinds of cool things are going on Kids Day?
So for the Kids Day, we have discounted ride tickets, and you can get wristbands that'll last all day for the kids to do unlimited rides. We have Palmer's Landscaping. They're going to bring out some equipment that the kids can climb on. And then we have games for the kids, like musical chairs, balloon tosses, hula hoop contests, a whole bunch of stuff like that. And some eating contests, too. We do donut, pie, and watermelon eating contests for kids and adults. And Jungle Bob is coming to do a show with some different animals.
You mentioned rides for the kids. What kinds of rides will be there this weekend?
We have Ferris wheels and the spinny ones.
your typical carnival rides.
Typical, okay, all right.
The teapots, things like that.
All the things that we grew up on, all the typical fair and festival rides will be there also. Okay, sounds like really good stuff. And you mentioned that you're bringing out landscaping equipment for the kids to climb on?
Yeah, the bobcats and lawnmowers and things like that for the kids to kind of mess around on and play with a little bit.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, I thought I read somewhere that there's a cornhole competition as well. Is that right?
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is. That's at 6 o'clock.
How competitive does this cornhole competition get?
You know, it's a free competition, and we give away a trophy at the end, but people take it very seriously, and we get the same teams that come every year and compete, so it's pretty neat.
Okay, well, see, because when you think of cornhole, you immediately think of tailgates. That really kind of seems to be the most commonly associated activity when it comes to tailgates, so I feel like there's been a lot of practicing going on.
Oh, yeah. That's,
oh, absolutely.
That's got to be a lot of fun to watch that. Now, where do folks go to sign up for that competition?
They'll come to the main chamber booth right in front of the gazebo when they come into the park.
And if you plan on entering one of the eating competitions, and you mentioned pie, donut, and watermelon, those are the three eating competitions?
Yes. For kids and adults.
Okay, so there's two separate competitions. Yes. Now, see, that's something I could get behind. You mentioned you're giving away a trophy for the winners of the cornhole competition. What do you win if you win a pie or donut or watermelon eating competition?
Those have trophies as well.
Wow. And the stories that you could tell for the rest of your life as well, correct?
Exactly.
it's definitely a sight to see them eat the pies. You have to come down and see it. It's something else.
So what kinds of pies are involved in the pie eating competition?
This year it will be apple.
Holy smokes. That's apple's the kind of pie you can't just mow right through. That who came up with apple? That's going to be a tough, intense competition.
One of our committee members, she decided on the apple, and Shields IGA in Grafton, they're going to sponsor it for us and give us all the pies and watermelons and donuts. So,
wow. Okay, see that. That would be a lot of fun to watch because usually you hear about a pie eating competition, you think of throwing some whipped cream in a plate, and that just becomes too easy. See,
oh, no.
It's more of a challenge when you throw apples into the equation. There's a little more chewing involved here.
Absolutely. it sounds like you've never seen. it's a lot of fun.
It's kind of gross. But
I would imagine maybe a little, but that sounds pretty fun. You guys will have EMS on site just in case somebody decides to swallow one whole, right?
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
Got to keep everybody safe. Well, I know that it's going to be a lot of fun on Saturday, too, because not only do you guys have all of the events that we just went through, but you guys end it with a big bang as well because there's a fireworks show at the end of it, right?
Yep, there's the fireworks sponsored by the VFW Post 9340 and the Eagles. And every year it seems to be getting a little bit bigger, a little bit bigger. Nobody else is doing it this weekend, so why don't you get everybody to come down and bring a lawn chair, sit on the lawn, have some good food, and watch some fireworks because the food vendors will be open during the fireworks, so you can come down, grab something to eat, and sit on the lawn with the family and just have a good time.
And I would certainly imagine that this weekend is pretty gratifying for you guys because I'm sure there's so much that goes into the planning process. For those of us who have never gone through that, tell us kind of what all goes into planning an event like this. We just got done going through all the events that you guys have for three straight days. That's a lot going on. What all goes into the planning for an event like this?
You know, this takes us all year long, and we have meetings at least once a month, if not more. And a lot of the people in the township get involved and help us, and nobody gets paid to do this. We're all volunteers just taking time out of our schedules to put this all together. And it's a lot of great people that help, and each person kind of tackles a different event for us and runs with it. So.
Very nice. Now, for our folks out there who are listening right now wanting to know where they should go to get tickets and find out where all of this is going on, where can they go to get more information on this weekend's festivities?
They can go to our Facebook page at Columbia Homecoming Festival, or they can go online to our website at columbiastation.com. And when you come out to the park, everything is free. We don't charge for anything. There's no admission. You know, obviously the food vendors and things you'll pay for and the rides you'll pay for, but any of the games and things that we play, we do everything for free. There's a movie in the park. There's the free fireworks, tons of different raffles going on. So everything can be found online or on our Facebook page. Did we lose you?
Did we lose him?
Andy?
Andy, you there?
break for commercial.
Andy?
I can hear stuff in the background. Hello?
Okay. Sorry about that, guys. The beauty of live radio. There was an emergency alert system that came on and updating us on some weather in and around the area. So, my apologies, guys.
Hey, that's okay. Got to do what you got to do.
Oh, yeah. Well, we certainly do appreciate you guys joining us and giving us some more details. So, because we got cut off towards the very end of it, if you could just kind of run through one last time where folks can go to check out all the information as to where and when all this stuff takes place this weekend.
So you can go online to ColumbiaStation.com or check us out at the Columbia Homecoming Festival Facebook page. And everything will be at the park in downtown Columbia Station at 25540 Royalton Road in Columbia Station.
Right at the intersection of 252 and 82, right behind the fire department.
252 or 82 in West River.
82 in West River.
Outstanding. Sounds like really good stuff. Nikki and Joe, thank you guys very much for stopping by and giving us some of your time and telling us about all the great things going on this weekend. Hopefully Mother Nature cooperates, and hopefully the winner of that apple pie eating contest can walk away without any digestive issues also. That sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
I think you need to come down and judge that.
I'm going to have to pull some strings to see if I can get down there. That sounds like an absolute blast. Guys, thank you again very much.
Thank you.
Okay, have a great day.
Thank you. You too. All righty. Nikki Puckett and Joe Desmond from the Columbia Station Homecoming Festival this weekend. That sounds like a lot of fun. Apple pie eating contest?